Hello everyone, welcome to Callum's Curious Creatures podcast, and I'm here with even more anticipating animal facts that are sure to spice up your day. Today, we're going to be taking a look at praying mantises. These facts will come so swift that you'll be praying you won't lose your head. You'll find out why soon, but for now, let's begin. Praying mantises are green slender insects with a large triangular head alongside a sharp pair of mandibles and an even sharper set of blade-like arms in which they use for close combat. Being an insect with an appetite larger than their size, their grocery list consists of grasshoppers, crickets, beetles, spiders, frogs, and even lizards. When going out for lunch, these mean green killing machines will silently stalk their prey, using their appearance to blend in with the tropical rainforest they inhabit. Another thing to point out about mantises is their excellent sense of eyesight, which grants them the ability to see in 3D, which makes depth perception a piece of cake, or in this case, a piece of food. But pieces aren't something mantises don't leave behind when they guzzle their meals up, as after getting into close range of their prey, they ready themselves using their strong hind legs, and then they spring into action, using their dagger-like arms to pierce their prey before bringing them to their mouth to gobble them down at leisure. I say we've talked enough about these beastly bugs, so why not talk a bit about their romance? When it comes to dating, the female mantises are much, much heavier and larger than the males, but even with a plus-sized partner, the male mantis has no issues trying to woo the female. But that's not the oddest thing. Remember at the start of the podcast where I told you all not to lose your heads? Well, sometimes for the mantis, losing your head is the price to pay for a first date. It's pretty common for the females to guzzle down the male's head after mating, but why the head of their partner instead of a bowl of spaghetti to show their affection? Biologists have made a bold assumption that this act of sacrificial cannibalism is essential for the female, as it gives them a free source of proteins to feed herself and her offspring, practically giving them a head start. The same can't be said for the male, though. If any of you have watched Kung Fu Panda, you'll know that there's a character known as Mantis, a member from the Furious Five. But did you know that he and the other four are based on real-life martial arts styles from China? Those being tiger-style kung fu, monkey-style kung fu, snake-style kung fu, crane-style kung fu, and of course, praying mantis-style kung fu. To give a brief summary of the praying mantis style, it involves close combat through the use of arm and elbow techniques, and a few low kicks every so often. If you can master the arts of a martial art mantis, those who bug you will be praying for mercy by the time you're done with them. Alright then, that's enough jibber jabbering from me today. Tune in next week to learn some more curious creature facts from the Walking Encyclopedia of Wildlife itself. Callum, see you later!